Wow, okay. Here we go. We're just going to go into it. Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday morning show where ASI's most outspoken editors talk promo products. I'm Andy Cohen, editor of Counselor Magazine, and we have a fantastic show planned for you today. Isn't that right, one Joe Haley?
That's correct, Andy. It's going to be a fantastic day, a fantastic fall day. Today's the first day of fall.
So the word of the day is fantastic.
Fantastic. All right. And that is a what?
Huh?
It's an adjective.
Oh, I didn't know what you were getting at there.
All right.
I'm not good with the whole nomenclature.
Conjunction, junction, what's your
function? Well,
thank
God you're not in the
journalism business. Oh, my God.
Don't
do that again.
And singing conjunction, junction is Chris Ruvo. How are you, Chris?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're not doing fantastic?
No. Well, we're not there yet, but halfway into the show, maybe.
That may be the second worst thing you do after your god-awful accents like him.
Oh, man.
Singing. No singing, no accents.
That's only at a special time of day when there
was
might
a conjunction.
Other
to
inject outside influences.
We're gonna I want a conjunction from you. We had adjectives with Andy. You're singing conjunction, junction.
Yeah?
What's a conjunction?
Oh, like and but.
Okay, very good. Very good, Andy. You have a Facebook of any interest.
Wow.
I have an adverb for you,
there
Joe.
There you go. That English degree just got put to use.
Yes.
Grammar according
no,
to ASI
student
Radio.
Loan for something.
Michelle Bell, how are you today?
I'm good. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Not fantastic?
No, I'm good.
Oh,
I'm good. Unlike you, people with your football weirdo need to watch, you know, late night. I'm well rested. Is that why you look distraught? Because
maybe,
of your football team?
Maybe we should spend the next half hour talking about how bad the New York Jets are. Yeah. Anybody? Anybody? Okay, good.
Okay.
Nobody should do that.
Facebook Vinny Driscoll's all over that one.
That's right. Facebook Vinny Driscoll's getting ready to take your calls today. Joe, what are we talking about?
Andy, we're talking about which company provides the best customer service you've ever experienced.
Wow. All right. Yeah, we are talking customer service today, and we have some examples actually that Joe gleaned from the ASI Power Summit last week. So we'll be getting into that and much more. Joe, why don't you tell us what's on tap for the rest of today's show?
Also working the soundboard today, as always, is Lauren.
Sorry, Lauren.
Oh,
that was directed
very
at
seasoned.
That's
me.
Great.
I think that was Michelle, actually. All right, Andy,
It only took one take to get that one, for sure.
We have a look at four employees who are secretly toxic. We have 10 internet trends impacting marketers. 5 common pitfalls that businesses mistake. And we're also going to look at tips to get your business back on track after the summer. Usually, there's a slowdown in the summer. Why packaging is as important as the product itself. We've got some other topics, our favorite things. But let's start off with the industry news in 60 seconds, Andy.
All right. Thank you, Joe. We begin this morning with supplier merger news. Apparel supplier Sportco announced that it will merge with Skyline Screen Printing and Embroidery. The combined company will now focus solely on product decoration for distributors. The deal, which is expected to be finalized later this year, means that Sportco will be phasing out its apparel offerings, including the Gabrielle Rody Royce women's corporate lines. On to international news now. Chinese e-commerce giant Alibaba Group went public in the U.S. last week with the largest IPO ever. The company, which facilitates transactions between buyers and overseas sellers, is now valued at more than $220 billion. The only tech companies worth more, Apple, Google, and Microsoft. On to product news now. The New York City Council put the brakes last week on its latest attempt to limit single-use bags in the city. A bill that would impose a 10-cent fee on plastic and paper bags in New York City has struggled to gain support among elected officials despite 6 months of stumping by several members of the City Council. The measure, first introduced in March, now may not even make it to an official vote. Shipping news now. FedEx announced last week that it is increasing prices on most of its services by an average of about 5%. The announcement comes on the heels of the USPS announcing that it will decrease prices as much as 58% on certain priority mail packages for customers shipping at least 50,000 parcels a year. And finally, make sure to check out the latest episode of the Joe Show and Promogram today. Joe, what do we have for today?
We got stuff for the household. We've got stuff for football season. We have stuff for Oktoberfest.
It's a veritable plethora of
Prost.
Stuff.
A veritable plethora. Look at you. Flexing your vocabulary muscles.
Well, it was grammar before, so.
He's all proud of himself.
Some wordsmith lessons now. All right. Thank you, Joe. Check that out and more in Counselor Promogram today. All right. Before we go to our phone lines for our call-in topic of the day, we're going to go to Leighton Lee, who has our product safety minute of the week. Leighton, how are you today?
Oh, doing well, but my head is spinning trying to figure out what veritable plethora means.
We'll put it up on our website, and it'll be a deep explanation later. You can check it out. Leighton, what's on your mind for today?
What's on my mind is a $2 million penalty, a civil penalty that was imposed by the Consumer Product Safety Commission against Meijer stores last week. And I found it very interesting because, you know, as we've talked over the last couple of years in this product safety minute, the CPSC does have the power to impose civil penalties against egregious violators of federal product safety laws. And I guess they found Meijer to be one of those egregious violators because Meijer was found to have knowingly distributed recalled products. And it is a violation of federal law. Once it is known that a product has been announced to be recalled to the public, and that recall is in conjunction with the efforts of the Consumer Product Safety Commission, all of us in our industry, in retail, and in other consumer products segments are under a legal duty to ensure that those recalled products are removed from the shelves or removed from warehouses and distribution channels to ensure that those unsafe products do not get back into the stream of commerce. Well, it looks like Meijer did a bozo no-no here and worked with a third party. I'm reading into the lines here of the announcement that they worked with a third party to redistribute those recalled products. So the CPSC found out about it and slapped them with a $2 million civil penalty. So from a product safety minute for our industry, I think the lesson here is that if we know that we have a product that has been announced as a recalled product, all of us have that obligation, that legal duty to protect human beings and safety of others, and to ensure that that product is quarantined and marked out of stock and not distributed. So that is a veritable plethora of information.
All right, Leighton, thanks very much for the advice and for calling in today.
Yeah, a temporary sale is definitely not worth that kind of risk, you know,
no.
Or a one-time sale or just a couple sales even, certainly not worth the risk.
No, but it also points out that you do have to know of what's being recalled and
mm-hmm.
what the Consumer Product Safety Commission has their eyes on because, you know, there's like a level of knowledge. You don't have to get a note in the mail to
mm-hmm.
know that something has been recalled that you could be actually selling, especially as a distributor or supplier of promotional products.
You could be complicit without knowing,
so
knowledge is
important.
So
you have to find out about these things. Isn't that right, Joe?
That's right, Andy.
All right, Joe, you were at last week's ASI Power Summit.
I was.
You were actually the only one in this room that was there. So give us a little bit of an overview. I know that that we had a person from Zappos speaking, and
yes.
they were talking about customer service. Isn't that right?
She did. The panel was on customer service. I think the majority of the panel, the focus was on her. As we all know, Zappos, or if you don't know, Zappos is known for its customer service. And one of the things that we learned is why they're so good at it is I think the most important thing is that they empower their reps. They call them heroes. They allow them to be heroes, to save a sale, to save a customer, to save a client. And they're empowered to do anything, almost anything, within some parameters. They have kits that they can send to clients if they wish, tin of cookies, flowers, which they often send when someone has passed away. The rep said that quite often they'll get emails or calls from people who are clearing out a parent's house, an elderly parent who passed away. It's a brand new, you know, box of shoes there that have never been worn, and they're calling to say, you know, can we return these, you know? And it's not even client of Zappos, but what they'll do, they'll accept that return, but then they'll send condolences cards, they'll send flowers and stuff, and what they do is basically gain a new customer there as well. Any type of special occasion, they can send anything for 15 minutes prior to taking their lunch break every rep that works a phone, and there's no call time, and I don't know if anyone knows anything about people who spend time on the phone taking orders with sales. There's usually a, they call it talk time, mm-hmm. and that's the amount of time you have to complete that order, 5, 10, 15 minutes, whatever it is. They have none. They say reps have spent up to an hour and a half on the phone with some of their customers.
Wow, that must be quite
just
a call.
Just talking about whatever, talking about products, talking about past experiences and such. But 15 minutes before their lunch break, each rep takes time to write out cards for clients. They can get a stack of cards from a Hallmark store and do them. They can create their own cards. They say some people do elaborate drawings on these cards. And once a week, they actually have a contest to vote for who created the best card that week. There's a little bit of, you know, competition in there amongst the customer service reps. But also, again, it's that reaching out to the clients, you know, and making them feel like they were more. The rep was more than just an order taker. They're someone that they can build that relationship with. Their turnover in their customer service department, what occupies five floors of their building, is very small. When they had a big increase, when they changed buildings, I think it was about 5 or 6 years ago, they've lost no one from that influx of customer service wow. reps. So they have this culture. Everyone that works there has to go for the first 4 weeks, you learn how to work the phones.
I thought that was one of the most interesting things out of it, actually.
Yeah, they work the phone. Doesn't make a difference. For 4 weeks, you learn how to work the phones. You work the phones. And then after that, then you're trained in the job you were hired to do, whether that's, you know, web development, you know, CEO, someone in the finance department. Everyone has to go through that. Then what they do is they have a group that they call Holiday – oh, Andy, what did I say it was called? Holiday Helpers. I'm sorry. So at the end of the year, busy, busy time of year – everyone mans the phone, and famously, the CEO of the company was actually taking a call, and the person, you know, said, "Really?" And it's like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah." And then he accidentally hung up on the person. But I guess because of their technology there, you see where the number was. Right. They called the person back and offered again. Coupon. They'll offer coupons for 20% off, 25% off. And what they found is because they're so customer friendly, is and they offer all this stuff, and clients know that no one really takes advantage of it. You know, if someone calls in and says, "I've lost my, you know, my order was lost, I never got it. My order showed up, you know, damage. It's the wrong size." Some of those things they could say is the wrong size. Send it back. We'll send you a new one. Some of the other stuff, it was the damage in transit. I mean, there's really no way to, you know, corroborate that. Did it really happen? Was it really lost? So you just take their word at and stuff, and then they'll offer, you know, again, coupons for, you know, dollars off of their next order. And what they'll do is also then send them that product. Like, say I bought these basketball sneakers, they never showed up. Okay, well, we're gonna give you a $25, you know, gift certificate for a future purchase, and we're gonna send you those shoes again, you know, so to make sure that you get them.
Yeah, I think that what's interesting about that is that they, you know, they talk about their corporate culture of customer service, and there's a lot of companies that try to kind of kick that around and say, we, you know, we have a culture of customer service. Well, do they really, like, do those companies actually have every single employee, no matter what department they're in, have customer service training?
Right.
Most mm-hmm. likely not. No. That's a very rare thing, and I think that they do that is incredible. That then it has to become part of the culture, because every single person in the company spends time on the phone listening to what customers want, mm-hmm. and how better can you do it?
And just even a little more broadly, it's the one knock right against internet shopping, or not the one, but one of the main knocks is that, mm-hmm. hey, it's not a personal experience.
Right.
It's you're dealing with this faceless entity, and they're trying in as much as they can to personalize that experience, mm-hmm. and to make it in as much as it can be like a local shopping experience, what you might
right.
get. So,
you know, and the other thing is too, when they come into work, they're not slotted into some cubicle, you know, this is your cubicle A, B, C, D. It's kind of like an open floor plan. You come in and you plug your laptop in wherever you find space, mm-hmm. at a table with 10 other reps on beanbag chairs, and, you know, people are comfortable with it. They have spots where they tend to migrate to, and this is where I'll work from, and if you need to see me during the day, you know, I'll be on the fourth floor by the window, by the water cooler, whatever it is. So that's very interesting, but it's this culture, you know, they're a very tight-knit group, and, you know, it's just, I really think it's that empowerment. I mean, how many times do we deal with people that they just can't make a decision that seems so simple,
right?
Or can't solve a problem? You know, I've got to go up the chain to get an answer from you, and then you'll wait half hour, 15 minutes, 2 days, whatever it is, to hear back from me.
Mm-hmm.
These people can make that decision right there.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. Well, that's some very good customer service advice from Zappos, a well-known leader in customer service. So we thought we would jump off that topic and have our call-in topic about what company or what service is the best that you've received recently. So give us a ring at 215-953-4979 to share your story or ask us any question about customer service and how to offer great service to your clients. We have a few listeners already on the line. Let's go to line five, where we have Minnie. How are you today?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. What is your best customer service experience?
Well, I don't have a experience to share. I'm curious, actually, with Joe. He, in his discussions with Zappos at the Power Summit, did he find out if they ever fired a customer, and if so, why?
Interesting.
That is an interesting question, Minnie, but, you know, they really didn't get to that part of the conversation. I think it was more the nuts and bolts of what they do there. The closest that they came to, you know, something along that line was that, you know, when they're offering things, you know, there's a possibility that someone could take advantage of it, and then therefore you'd want to fire that customers. But that never came up in the discussion.
I'm guessing that in a business to consumer situation,
might be a little
anyway,
different.
As far as like Zappos is concerned, that it's more like customers just probably walk away. If they have a bad experience, they'll then go elsewhere. It sounds like Zappos goes to almost like the end of the earth to try to save a customer before.
But I wonder if they would tolerate like an abusive customer, or if that customer would just peel off.
Well, yeah, as I said, you know, Tammy was her name. She was, you know, said that they really had no one that has ever abused, you know, the offerings that Zappos offers, you know. Because if I call up, I lost my shoes came damaged, they're going to give me, you know, a coupon. They're also going to send those shoes, and I have two pairs of shoes and a coupon. No, it really doesn't happen, she said.
Well, you give people exactly what they want, it's kind of hard for them to stay angry. You know?
So. It's true. Yeah. Free things are always good.
Yeah. You know, but back to firing clients, I think that in this industry, distributors and, you know, suppliers need to realize how much time are they taking, how much time and energy are they taking up, what do they represent in sales to you. So is it something that you put up with, you know, or something, you know, you say, nah, I'm done with you. And if you're going to do that, I would think you'd have to give them the heads up. Like, look, you know, this isn't going so well. We need to make some changes here.
Yeah.
Andy, I need to talk to you.
Okay, we'll do that after the show. All right, Minnie, thanks for the call and stay on the line so Vinny can get your information for your prize pack. On line two, we have Stuart. Stuart, how are you today?
I'm fine. How are you guys?
Doing good. What is your comment or question for the host?
Well, you know, I have three customer service reps. I would love to be able to empower them to the extent that Zappos empowers their reps, but I just don't have the resources to do that. So, I mean, within reason, what can someone with, you know, a lot less resources than a Zappos do to, you know, give their customer service reps the power to keep clients happy?
You know, I've always wondered that, too. I mean, you're talking about, you know, in this industry, you know, smaller distributors, smaller suppliers, even the big ones. You know, I remember David Nicholson saying that, you know, a company the size of Polyconcept, perhaps they don't have the resources to give, you know, out 500 flowers a day to people or whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know if that's sustainable on that scale for this industry.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that you need to do that per se. There are certainly little things you can do, but you know, you can. I think Zappos even does it. I think we covered this in the story we wrote about last week about that session. They'll have customer service reps just take 15 minutes a day to write notes to clients. That's something you could do. You know, and it not necessarily has to be to overcome a bad customer service experience or anything like that. It can be that, but it's also to write personal notes to your clients, just to say that you're there and, you know, thinking of them, or, you know, to say happy fall. You know, it's just the fall just started.
You know, one person in this room is huge with the cards at the holiday time.
Yeah.
You know, over 500.
Yeah, and not just holidays, by the way. I mean, on any given week, I write out a couple cards to people for a variety of reasons, birthdays.
Handwritten. And it's so nice when you get a handwritten note in the mail for something like that. So, I mean, you know, Zappos allows their reps 15 minutes before their lunch break, you know, to write out these cards. These reps are on the phone all day. It's a call center, so calls are coming in. So they need that structured time off. You got some downtime with your reps. I mean, they should start keeping, you know, track of birthdays and anniversaries, work anniversaries, special dates and that type of stuff. Buy a box of cards. You can get them, you know, specially made in the industry. You can just go to a Hallmark store and get a bunch of blank cards and just have them at the ready. And, you know, it's going to cost you a little bit of time and, you know, a stamp.
I think that's doable. Just so everyone knows, because I get asked about the cards a lot, people in the industry, that little endeavor for the holiday cards cost me personally about $2,000. So mm-hmm. it is not the company that is paying for that. Mm-hmm. It is me, though I see the worth in that mm-hmm. of doing sure. it. But I mean, I think companies just have to, I mean, if you're going to do it on a small scale and buy a box of cards and send out, you know, it, like Andy said, like a little note here and there, I think that's completely doable. If you want to do it on a larger scale, then the company, I think, would have to get yeah. involved in that.
Just one other thing, because I think partly what the caller's asking is, you know, say the customer rep is, or service rep is on the phone with somebody, or they're interacting with somebody who has an issue, and rather than do the scenario that we described before, where you, oh, I have to get back to you, I have to check with my boss, maybe you could identify what some of the more common problems or issues that might run into in the orders, and then kind of establish procedures for dealing with
that's
them.
That's a great idea.
And I know that could kind of be time consuming, and it's not always going to be, you know, directly applicable, but you could say, okay, if this kind of thing happens, because we know this happens from time to time, this is the way that you're going to address that, so it empowers them to make that decision on the spot,
yeah,
therefore
right.
improving service.
Right. I was going to just say the same thing. You know, it's about giving them the parameters of what they can work in, you know, and it might be, okay, well, you go to A, and A doesn't work for that customer service, and you go to B, and then at least you've got something where if you get to the end of the line, then you've got to go up the chain of command. Mm-hmm. But then the manager doesn't have to stand right over top of you. It's like, what are you doing? I mean, you can get it done, and I think that's with developing a program and training. It's all about the training and them knowing what they can do, and, again, having that sense of empowerment
sure.
as well.
Absolutely. All right, Stuart, thanks for the call, and good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, let's go to line one, where we have our most consistent caller, Stanley. Stanley, how are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing good, thanks. What's your question or comment for the hosts?
Well, one comment is, you know, I've had some interesting needs for customer service from companies over the years. You know, UPS making mistakes, and recently UPS made a dreadful mistake, and the people that I dealt with were so bad that when I got to the people at the top, and they couldn't believe it, they started to self-correct. They started to take the opportunity to make, they were going to make sure it happened, because at their level, customer service was a quality that they absolutely possessed, and yet it just wasn't taught at the lower levels to a certain degree. And it's funny how some customer service is age-oriented. You know, there's something about, you know, certain age groups that don't believe or don't really get it unless their culture of their company is really teaching it. So unless they take the time, I've always said that our vendors in our industry should really have their people sell their products for a month so that they can really appreciate what it is that we go through and to really feel what it is that we do.
Sure.
But this last month, this UPS fiasco that we were able to fix, and all of a sudden I got this thing unsolicited. I didn't know it was going to happen. They sent me some fruit in the mail, like this fruit that comes where there's like three rows of apples, pears, and oranges, and they're all like individually wrapped. It's really high end, and it didn't say UPS on the package. It wasn't like they took the time to, like, you know, private label it. You know, it was just a really nice gesture that I wasn't expecting.
Huh.
And
I thought that was
really cool. But my question, and that's why, and it had a really nice note. But my question for today is what does good customer service really look like? Because I'm noticing that sometimes you want to, you know, good customer service to me used to be where you went and saw your client, you kept in touch with your client, but now they don't want to see you. They don't want to, like, they're not taking calls like they used to, and they're not, you know, taking you in their office like they used to. And, you know, it's like, how do you establish good customer service when the contact point is turning into emails and text? Like, how do you establish that really thick relationship, that tight relationship?
Well, I mean, I think your question of what does it look like, I think it probably varies by customer and depending on situations. You know, it probably looks like what a customer looks like when they're satisfied. You know, if they have a problem, then how did you as the vendor or if you were the customer, how did the company you're working with, how did they solve the problem? Did they solve it to your expectations? Did they surpass your expectations with something? And that might be where that free gift comes in. But the free gift doesn't just make up for what was really poor service. They have to solve the issue for that poor service. So I think it depends. I think it depends on what the issue was and how you've worked to overcome it.
And maybe part of it, too, is just – you know, we hear all the time, interact with clients the way that they kind of want to interact with you.
Right.
So if email and text is what they're comfortable with and you're providing that and they feel adequately serviced by you, the products mm-hmm. are arriving on time, they feel the price is fair and they're getting a creative solution, then maybe you're already doing it, you
right,
know?
Right.
Maybe that is enough. Not in every case, clearly, but in certain, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah.
You know, one of the things, what does good customer service look like? I think, you know, it's hard to define exactly what it is. But at Zappos, what you learn is, like, a lot of people think of customer service is like, when I have a problem, how are they going to solve my problem? And with Zappos, it goes beyond that. It's just not, you know, our customer service kicks in when a problem arises. The customer service is the culture. And we're doing things like sending people cards, not just because they're, you know, angry with us or they're unhappy with our service. Sending a card because it's your birthday or it's nice talking to you today.
Right.
Or, you know, hey, today's first day of fall.
Yeah, great point. Customer service is more than crisis reaction.
Right.
You know,
right.
It's a whole way of operating.
Doesn't it beg the question, though, that the industries that are known for having the worst service, let me just say airlines,
mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
why aren't they taking a page out of the book of somebody like Zappos and putting their senior management on call centers? And you know,
they don't
and
have to.
They have
yeah,
been,
yeah.
Now they've been forced to care.
Yeah.
You know, it was great because on the way back from the Power Summit last week, our luggage was lost. And then they do the whole thing and they get this printout from it. And it's like, oh, we're sorry about this. We're sorry, blah, blah, blah. If you have any questions or comments, please call us. The number's below. No phone number. Well, thank you. You lost my luggage. Now you're going to punch me in the stomach. But I think how you define it, you know, I don't know. Are your, you know, do your clients come to you because they want to come to you? Do you think of them throughout the course of the day or, you know, whatever, just send them a little note, you know, read an article in the Wall Street Journal, think of a client, say, hey, I don't know if you saw this, and just sharing it with them, something that goes beyond trying to make a sale with them. You know, no sales pitch whatsoever. We're building this relationship,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you're happy to work with each other. So when he does have that need for promotional products, then think of Stanley. Is Stanley going to give you a call? Share that fruit.
There you go. All right, Stanley.
Well, no,
thanks for
it's interesting. It's interesting because, like, this is where I heard somebody say this on a show the other day, a business show. They said, now you have to become the greatest at email. You have to become the best at letter writing. Like, don't let your like you're saying with the airline's letter. That's a perfect example. Don't let your interaction, if it is an email, be just an average email with just a little text and, you know, whatever. Make it like, and this is one thing I've always liked about the ESP program, for example, the presentation tool. When you're sending products to a client, now it's just the way it's grown is so much more appealing to the eye, and it's so much more satisfying to your senses that maybe that is what customer service is turning into. Maybe it's interacting with them, if it's going to be electronic, to be the best interaction that you can put together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not like what you dealt with the airlines. And I think the reason the airlines haven't jumped on is because they just figure they don't have to.
That's such a bad rationale.
I agree, because you don't have to, you know, and you're still making money, but, you know, how much more market share could you get if you did change your customer service practices?
Yeah. Right.
You know, we got nothing except for someone's going to drop your bags off. Well, that was appreciated. I didn't have to go down to the airport to do it, but, you know, that's the only thing they give you. Not even, you know, a drink coupon for your next flight. I mean, something as simple as that. I mean, it would be real easy to put a little envelope on top
sure.
of the bag when I come home, but it's like nothing is that. I mean, it's like I said, didn't even give me the phone number, even though I said it was right below, and I'll show you that. It's back in my office.
All right, Stanley, thanks for the call, and good luck to you. All right, we will pause now to hear from our show sponsor, Hanes, but when we get back, we'll have just enough time for our favorite things.
Hanes-branded Printware has a new website designed specifically for screen printers and promotional product distributors. HanesInc.com features detailed product information and resources to help you make the most of Hanes t-shirts and fleece. For the first time, you can download high-res front and back hollows of every product in every color in the format and resolution you need. Apparel pages are organized by color and product line, so you can easily find exactly what you're looking for. In addition to high-res hollows, you will also find helpful sales tips on every product page. Each product is assigned a helpful return on investment scenario to illustrate the untapped return potential for you and your customers in every interaction. In our resources section, a dedicated return on investment page provides additional questions and insight to help you better understand how to meet your customers' needs with better products and better guidance. Visit HanesInc.com today for high-res hollows, sales tips, and many more resources.
All right, welcome back to the Tuesday Morning Show, where we have gotten so caught up in the conversation about customer service that we are left with just enough time to discuss our favorite things of the week. Michelle, why don't you lead us off?
You know, mine is from, what was mine? Jesus. Oh, yeah, it's little cat pens. So cute. From Minya USA, ASI 71370. They're adorable. Let me just say real quick, though.
Oh, okay.
Because I just wanted to address the people who called in from Facebook.
They didn't really call in.
Whatever they do on Facebook.
You have to understand how the Facebook.
Whatever they do.
The word sticklerness again, I'll tell you.
Whatever they do on the Facebook. There are some industry companies that are doing great customer service. Laurie O'Shea from Motivator said Prime is fantastic. Ryan Shod said Dually Cups are always quick, polite, and customer-focused. And Eric Campbell said Harry and David, the Fruit of the Month people, fantastic. And Bic Pen. I got a lot of comments about that. So there are industry suppliers doing a great job.
Very cool. All right, I'm going to go.
But see what he said about Dually Cups. It's like – always friendly and professional, or, you know, where we said it's like that's part of it too.
Yes.
How many times do you call?
Be professional.
You call whether it's a company in this industry or some other industry, and like you get like a real person. It's like, hello.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to call you during the workday. You know?
Didn't mean to offend you by calling.
I know. So
sorry, I asked you to do your job. Yeah. I'm such a jerk. I know.
All right, I'm going to go next so that Joe can wrap up.
Why are they snuffleupagus shoes? They look like snuffleupagus shoes.
My favorite thing of the week is in honor of Michelle's foray into yoga. So it's the yoga sack.
Short-lived foray.
It was 2 weeks later. 2 months ago.
The yoga sack is a functional
backpack.
Hello, speaking here.
Sorry.
Functional backpack that has a built-in water bottle holder and a compartment for yoga mats or towels or shoes. Check it out online now at asicentral.com/radio. It comes from Yoga Sack, which is ASI 98816. Joe, go with those furry things.
It looks like something from The Onion, because The Onion at the end of the year will do a gift guide, and it's like you can buy these boxes that are like a fake gift inside. It looks like something from that, but these are real. These are slippers. They're very, very comfortable, made of microfiber cloth, and on the bottom, these actually clean hardwood floors, tile floors when you wear them. Now, my whole house
to shiny floors.
My entire house is hardwood floors, and if you don't dry mop them occasionally, man, those dust bunnies get very aggressive. But this would be a great little item for a realtor to give, you know, a little fun practical thing. Welcome Wagons, you know, when you buy a new house, Welcome Wagon person, or one of those type companies, because Welcome Wagon is a licensed property, but they give you a bag of stuff, you know. This would be great to put in there. Also good for a home show, if you're exhibiting in a home show, for a giveaway. If you a contractor that put in wood floors, hardwood floors, or refinish them, this would be a great idea. I really love them. I think they're a lot of fun.
I know, I get that.
College students too, you know.
That came across, yes.
My God, Nigel's floor is his freshman year, those tile floors in his dorm. It's like I went in there, and it's like the dustman said, get out! So they get aggressive. So
who did these?
You can find them from Beacon Promotions at ASI 39250 and online at beaconpromotions.com.
It's funny the things that you choose to wax. It's like the Cindy Jorgensen of products, right?
Yeah, it is. It's that fantastic.
All right. Check those out and more on our website at asicentral.com/radio. Unfortunately, we are out of time for today. But thanks for listening. Thanks to our show sponsor, Hanes. And we'll see you again next week. Same time, same place.
Have a great week.